This is a particular wonderful time of the year, which we give thanks to God for all of our blessings, and that's what I was thinking about thankfulness. How many of us sometimes, and that we have a wife or a husband or a mate, and, you know, we recognize that they work hard all around the house, or maybe at the office or home, and a loving relationship, but sometimes do we take time to say thanks? Well, that's what I was thinking about. How often in a day does someone do something for you or for me, and even doesn't matter how small or how big it is, how often do we say thanks? You know what's interesting now when somebody does something or something, and I'll say, thank you. And sometimes they respond, of course. And I'm thinking, that is a wonderful way that they receive that thanks that I'm giving to them. And it's just, there's just different ways and different generations on how we say thanks and how people respond in appreciation. But I was thinking, and I think a lot, what do we think about how often we thank God for all the help that he gives us throughout the day? And how much do we think about how much God has given to us? And how often do we say, thank you, Lord? Well, Thanksgiving celebration, we're in the Thanksgiving celebration of the year, and we're grateful for that. Now, I know when you're listening to this, Thanksgiving's already been in the past, but Thanksgiving is a celebration of the giver and the gift. So we need to be thankful and celebrate Thanksgiving every day of our life, especially for the gift that God has given to us, because God is good and kind and loving. After all, he's our Lord for sending his son Jesus into this world. We have a lot to be thankful for. And how amazing are the deeds of the Lord? All of us should delight in them, and we should ponder them, and also let others know. It's what we call evangelism, but letting others know how wonderful God is. Because not everybody believes in God, but when you think about it, and you think about all the crazy stuff, where did I come from, how did I get here, and all that, and people come up with all kinds of theories in the Big Bang and all that, and I don't know anything about that. But I do know this, that we serve a creator. The world has order. Something had to order this old world into existence. And how we had life, and how we have it more abundantly, and how we were born into this world. Thank God for mothers. But, you know, it's a gift, this thing called life. And that's what we should be thankful for. Because Thanksgiving keeps our mind on Christ and our thoughts, and keeps our mind on others. How else should we be thankful? Well, in Psalm 100, it says, enter his gates with thanksgivings and praise, and give thanks to him, and bless his name. We sing that song a lot. So we can say thanks to God with music and singing. And we can also thank God through worship. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us life and all the blessings. And we worship you in spirit and truth. And thank you for allowing us to give to others. Wow. When we are about to eat food, we should always want to give thanks. Because the food, we don't grow up, well, not too many of us anymore. Some people continue to live on farms and grow everything that they eat and so forth. But for the most part, in our modern day and time, we go to restaurants and somebody prepares a meal for us, and we should be thankful. And we should be thankful and say, thank you for preparing that meal for me. It's really neat. And What else we should do in this particular time of the year as we think about Thanksgiving? We should maintain a spirit of constant gratitude. Wow. So now we know, as I'm recording this, Thanksgiving is already in the past. And does what happens sometimes? Thankfulness fades away with time. But I was thinking we should be reminded daily. Apparently, the new king has never been told about Thanksgiving. So we need to remind the new king. Well, whoever is your king, I hope and pray that it is Jesus, the King of Kings. But the challenge is to remind people to be thankful. Because a lack of thanksgiving puts up barriers between us and God. And we don't need any more barriers. And then when our pride becomes a barrier, keeping us from thanksgiving and praise, it acts as though it's a wall that'll keep us from God. Break down those walls. I like what Reagan said many years ago, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Well, that's what's happening with our society. Somehow or another, society and stuff is putting a wall between God and us. So we need to break down that wall in the name of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Anyhow, thank you for tuning in. And we have a lot of things to be thankful for. We have a lot of people on our list for prayers and so forth. And we come in agreement with them and for them. Intercessory prayer is so important. So we want to lift all of those up and just say, God, I know you hear us. And we're asking in Jesus' name that you touch all those people that we know of and even the ones we don't know about that need a special touch from you. Reveal yourself to them in a loving and a special way. You know, when Jesus was here on earth and they went everywhere together, the disciples, the original 12, you know, and at the end of the day, they sat down and built a fire and ate. Most likely some bread and fish, whatever they had. But then Jesus always would go off by himself, and it puzzled the disciples. And that's how we come to get what we call the Lord's Prayer. Because they said, Lord, why do you go off by yourself? And he simply said, now this is Ralphie. I wasn't there. I'm just imagining if I was there, I would think this is what he would tell them. You know, guys, I'm God in the flesh. And you know that. So since I came into the world just like you and experienced everything you experience, I get tired, I get hungry, and then I also need to talk to the Father. Can we do that? Yes, Jesus said, let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray that prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am thankful, I am grateful, that you tune into the online service, and thank you in advance for letting me babble this day. In Jesus' name, amen.